Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the one that said, "Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found, thy words perfect before God." Jesus Christ came into this world to shed his blood and to die. The very purpose for Jesus to be born into this world was to die for our sins. To give us an example, to live as an example of a holy life, and then to die as a condemned criminal. He was not a criminal, but he was perfect. He was a man without sin, and yet he died so that we can have life. Remember back in the Old Testament, we have the people were commanded to bring sacrifices for their sins. And those sacrifices, those lambs that they brought as an offering for their sin, were to be without blemish. They were not to have scratches and broken bones or anything like that, but they were supposed to be without blemish, and they were supposed to be, they were a type of Christ. And so in due time, Christ came. He was born of a virgin, and he came into this world and lived a life just like you and I, but he was perfect. He never failed. He never sinned. And in that state of perfection, he was able to lay down his life and accept the crucifixion on the cross, that cruel cross. He was able to accept that crucifixion and die in our stead. So I don't know what you think about that, but for someone to die for me, instead of me, you know, I have sinned, and I have failed many times. I have done people wrong. I have sinned in the sight of God. And for God to send his only son, just think of this, as your firstborn son came into this world, it was your only son. And God sent his only begotten son into this world that he might be crucified, that he might shed his blood so that we, you and I, can be saved. So, this week, I wanted to talk about the end of the world, and the end of the world is maybe different for many different people. We look at, the great man of God, Moses. God called him the man after mine own heart. Moses was the meekest man that ever lived. And yet God said, the time has come for you to die. The end of the world has come for you. And that was way back many hundreds of years ago, the end of the world. That was the end of the world for Moses. And there was the end of the world for all the people of the past in the Bible, all the people that we read about. The end of the world for them was the day that they drew their last breath, the day that their heart stopped beating in their breast. I was looking in the obituaries yesterday, or maybe it was the day before. Anyway, there were numerous names there in the obituary, and I had to think, you know, the end of the world. These people face the end of the world for them. There were people, every day we look at the obituaries, and or we can look at the obituaries, and we can see many people that have gone the way of all flesh. And, you know, that is the end of the world for them. Now, I'm not trying to say that there will never be an end of the world as we know it's here. But, yes, this earth, the Bible does say this earth will pass away, and it will, the elements will melt with fervent heat. And, yes, so there will be an end of the world. But to many people, that seems like something out there in the distance. You know, what I want to do this week is to help us to see the reality of the end of the world. And when I say the end of the world, we need to realize that we have here no continuing city. We have no continuing residence here in this world. It will all come to an end. And whether it will be in great fiery, end of this globe that we are on, or whether it will be a individual death for each one of us. And I'm just gonna open up the news here and. I see here a person in the death that I reported in the newspaper. It says this man was 90 years old, and another one was 98 years old. 91, 86. But here's one that was 4 years old. And the other day when I was looking, there was one that was 17 years old or 18 years old. You know, when you look at the death in the newspaper, what do you see? If you would look at the news all across the country in America, you would every day be able to see the death of a teenager. And I guess that's who I would like to speak to this morning, teenagers many times seem to think that they have a whole lifetime before them. They have maybe another 50 years at least. And it seems like it might be far off the time of their death. But you know, for many, there was an accident. There was an accident, and all of a sudden, the life of this person was snuffed out. It was finished. It was the end of the world for this person. And so my encouragement to you is, today, while there is time, while we have this space of time, let us repent. Let us turn from our wickedness. Let us turn after God. And, you know, there's a phrase that I like to talk about, and it goes a little bit like this. There's many different things that we can do And there's many things that we can turn our heart after. But the thing that I'd like to challenge you with is, does it count for eternity? The thing that you want to do, the way that you want to have your wedding, the way that you want to spend your life, okay, does it count for eternity? Does it bring glory to God, or does it gratify self? You know, we are a selfish people. We are a people that want our own way. And so let us consider who we are serving. Am I serving the devil and the world? Do my actions, are my actions more towards the world, or are my actions towards the Lord Jesus Christ? Do, when people look on, well, for instance, let's say there's this godly, very godly person in your church, and he's watching you, and, you know, he says, he's just thinking in his mind, maybe he doesn't say anything, but he's thinking in his mind, the direction that this young man or this young woman is taking is just not going to come out right. Because it seems like the heart is going after the world. The heart is not going after God. The Bible says in Matthew, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then all these things shall be added unto you. You know, there will be peace and joy that is added unto you if you seek first the kingdom of God. You know, the cares of this life, rewards of going after the flesh and being selfish and all those things do not bring lasting happiness. Yes, the world is in pursuit of happiness. What brings happiness? The only thing, let me tell you, young person, the only thing that brings happiness, true happiness, lasting happiness, is when we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Yeah, I know, you're seeking, you're going about and you're seeking happiness, but you will never find lasting happiness in the things of this world. And I understand we do have to make a living, we do have to feed our bodies and so forth. We need a house to live in and all these things. But the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Remember, there will be there is a day coming that God will take away your breath. God will take away my breath. And it's appointed unto man once to die. I just really like to bring home to each one of us today, whether we are a 12-year-old who God is calling and or 11-year-old, 14-year-old, whatever it may be, and God is calling you and saying, turn your heart and life over to the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, God is calling. God is calling. And God calls us at any age. And he wants us to make a commitment. He wants us to serve the Lord Jesus Christ and not the world. God is calling us to holiness and righteousness. So, young person, if God is calling you, and I do believe he is, I know he is, if you are listening to this message here today, God is calling you. So don't put it off. So what can you do? What can you do to give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ. What is the first thing that you must do? Let me just take a quick look at that. I'm not going to go into a detailed salvation message here, but God said that, you know, God has a plan for us, and the plan is not to follow our own lusts. But first of all, you know, God, in the beginning, Genesis 1:1, it says, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. And we must believe. We must believe that God is, and that he is the creator, and that he is, he's the one that not only created us, but he also sent Jesus Christ. And so, we must believe the creation. We must believe that no man can come to the Father. No man can come to me. This is Jesus Christ talking here in John 6:44. No man can come to me except the Father, which has sent me, draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You know, there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but it is death. It does not lead unto righteousness. It does not lead into holiness. It does not lead to God. It leads to hell with the devil and his angels. And surely we don't want to find at the day of our death when we face God, and God says, I never knew you. What a sad day that will be. God says to people, I never knew you. I don't know you. Go to your place with the devil and his angels that burns with fire for all eternity. What a sad day that would be. But my friend, if you continue in your sin, and you don't turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, that's where you will be. And it will be without end, the Bible says. It will be without end. But on the other hand, if we turn to the Lord Jesus Christ, we open our heart and say, Lord Jesus, I want to be your friend. I want to be your child, please come, take over my heart, cleanse me, purify me, show me the way that you want me to go. Show me what I need to do that I might have eternal life, that I might spend all eternity with the Lord Jesus. We must repent of our sins. We must turn away from our sin. We can't continue living in our sin if we want to spend eternity with the Lord Jesus. We can't continue to follow the world if we want to spend eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, it's time to close here this morning. So just seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. God bless you, and hopefully God will give me another stirring message tomorrow morning, and just come back again and see what God has for us tomorrow. God bless you.